Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, yeah, in June. So welcome to the show. It's In the Studio with Linus, brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network, and our phone number is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Our moderator is Nina, and she's there right now to take your questions or anything that you want to discuss. Now, I'm going to tell you, today's hot topic on the show, we are talking about all these shootings that's been going on, the school shootings. Yeah, I have some statistics for you. We're going to talk about that. And Nina, our moderator for the chat room, lives in Canada, so she's also going to speak a little bit about that as well. So, okay, well, you know, we always begin with entertainment news and then news of the weird and sports. Well, my producer's not with us today. She's out sick. So, and because of the hot topic that I want to talk about, I'm going to shorten our stuff that we usually begin with. So we still will do entertainment news and no news of the weird, but I'll do a little bit of the sports. So, entertainment news, I'm just going to recap some things. Arsenio Hall's show is being canceled. I saw a picture today on Facebook where they're tearing down the items in the studio. So, I mean, I wish you the best, Arsenio. Maybe there's something else out there. I think you had garbage writers, because your show is just, to me, was like just something was missing, bro. Something wasn't there. Before, when you were on, yeah, it was a few years ago, you had the crowd, the nation, everybody with you. But this time, something just wasn't right. I'll just chalk it up to you have some garbage writers. Maybe you get a better show in a different venue. But anyway, congratulations for you for the time that you were on the air, and I hope something better comes forward. A little recap on R. Kelly's daughter, Jaya, who's now living her life as a trans guy. She is the youngest of R. Kelly's children, and she's decided to become a transgender from a girl to a boy. And I don't know, people are wondering if it's because of R. Kelly or her mom, Andrea. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned with R. Kelly, nothing against Jay, against you, but as far as I'm concerned, your dad is a pedophile, so I'm just going to put it out there. So I hope that you kids act in a way that is honorable and respectable to you and your mom and the rest of your family. So I'm not putting you down. Honey, if that's your life and you feel that's the way you want to go, then, hey, God bless you. Just have an understanding about the transitioning from female to male. Okay, and another recap. Jennifer Lopez was having problems with her boy toy, Casper Smart. He got caught with a transgender, and the only thing that I want to say about this is, like, whoa, what is going on? It started with Eddie Murphy a few years ago when he was married to Nicole, being caught up with transgender males. And now we've got Jennifer Lopez's boyfriend been caught with one, and I think a couple other people were too. So anyway, you guys need to clarify what you're looking for sexually. Is it female, male, bi, what? But I think you need to make it clear than to have people hanging out thinking that you're heterosexual and maybe that you are not. Okay, and what else is coming up? Well, Ice Cube is returning to the big screen. June 13th, which is Friday, with Channing Tatum in 22 Jump Street, the sequel to the box office hit 21 Jump Street that was loosely based on the Holly Robinson Pete Johnny Depp TV series. So watch out for that. And little Kiki Palmer is about to make her debut as the youngest talk show host in history. Just Kiki debuts Monday, June 30th, which is the last Monday of this month, at 5 p.m. on BET. She'll be on right before 106 in Park, the musical show. Well, it looks like LaToya Jackson might be getting married. One of her real close friends has asked her to marry him, so I guess she's engaged and she's thinking about having children to adopt. She didn't say she would birth them, but to adopt. And supermodel Tyra Banks is coming back to TV in a new talk show slated for next year. Banks is partnering with ABC Disney on a daytime talker that will focus on beauty and entertainment. Banks will be leading a team of lifestyle experts as they tackle an array of subjects, including beauty, home entertainment, and empowerment. The show will also feature celebrities, experts, and internet personalities. Well, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, has been added to the cast of the new Star Wars movie, which is coming out December of next year. It's been over 30 years since the return of the Jedi, and many of the original cast is coming back, including Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher, and newcomer John Boyega, a black British actor from Nigeria. We're still waiting to see if Billy Dee Williams, a.k.a. Lando, will be getting a call to join his fellow Star Wars cast members. So, well, that's all I've got for that part of entertainment, so I'll say just, you know, catching everybody up. Now, I also want to say about Tracy Morgan. I know you've heard over the weekend that he was in a very tragic car accident. In fact, another comedian died. Tracy Morgan and another gentleman are in the hospital in critical condition. They say Tracy is doing better, but he has a lot of broken bones in his body. And what happened was this semi-truck hit his limo and caused the damage for Tracy Morgan and the other guy. I don't know. I think the limo driver came out okay. I think he was all right. But like I said, one comedian died, and Tracy Morgan and the other guy are still in the hospital recovering. So we're praying for you, Tracy, that you get better and Godspeed in your recovery. Also, I'd like to talk about, as newsworthy, today Florida, the state of Florida, passed a law that now you can no longer wear sagging pants in the state of Florida. You will now be fined $25, and each time they stop you, it's going to go up. Your pants cannot be more than 3 inches from your waist. Okay? I'm glad to...
I'm sorry, but that's funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I hope it goes nationwide. That so these kids can pull their pants up and look like young men instead of looking like they're ready for something else to happen. But anyway, that's one good thing that Florida did. I'll put it like that, one good thing. So, yeah, that's it, because the other news will be on our hot topics. Okay, so let's see on the sports. Now, I'm going to give these sports, I don't know the teams real well in Major League Baseball, but if I give the initials, I know that you guys will know who it is. Okay, so this is the MLB Major League Baseball scores. So the final is SD0 Philadelphia, FHI Philly 3. Top of the ninth, Milwaukee is 3, New York Mets 1. Top of the eighth is LAD 0 and Cincinnati 5. Bottom of the eighth is STL, I want to say Steelers 3 and Tampa Bay 6. Tampa Bay is leading. Bottom of the seventh is ARI 1 and Houston 5. Top of the seventh, Miami 0, Texas 6. Bottom of the sixth right now, Detroit is 1 and Chicago 2. Middle of the sixth, Atlanta 0 and COL, I guess it's Colorado, I don't know, COL 5. Bottom of the fourth, CHC 2 and Pittsburgh 4. Final, Minnesota 7, Toronto 2. Final, Cleveland 1, Kansas City 4. And that's all I got for that right now. In the NBA, National Basketball Association, the playoffs are going on. Okay, wait a minute. They're trying to run a commercial on me. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's 2-1. The Spurs are leading the Miami Heat, and the next game is Thursday night at 9 p.m., which is probably Eastern. So for us on the West Coast, it'll probably be at 6 o'clock our time. But anyway, the next game is Thursday at 9 p.m. Spurs are leading Miami 2-1. Now, and I think hockey, let me see, what are the hockey standings? Oh, okay. In hockey, National Hockey League, Los Angeles leads 3-0, Los Angeles Kings to the New York Rangers. Right now it's Los Angeles 1 and the New York Rangers 2, and it's the end of the second quarter. So, let you know where that is. Okay.
That would be the second period, not the second quarter.
You see what I know? Okay, second period. I'm learning about
hockey. I'm a Canadian. Oh. I know hockey.
Okay, so it's the second period. Yeah, and I guess this is is this the playoffs they're in right now?
It is. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs, so, yeah. Best of 7.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, uh-huh. With the Kings looking to close out, we've got all the insight leading up to Game 4. Oh, okay. All right.
So if they're leading 3-0, they could win tonight.
Well, right now, New York Rangers is 2 and the Kings are 1. So the Rangers are leading. I hope that they win. I don't know. I don't know that much about hockey, but I'm learning. And then I guess the World Cup, what's going on? Let's see. That hasn't begun yet, has it? No.
It starts tomorrow.
Okay. So for you folks, I would say you probably, 2014 FIFA FIFA World Cup, and it's in Brazil. Woo-hoo! Okay, so for all you folks, it starts tomorrow. As Nina just said, you might want to tune in to ESPN or either FIFAWorldCup.com to find out what's going on. Okay, because I don't even know who the teams are that they're looking at to win it. Most popular, but anyway. Okay. Well, with that, it's about 7:15, so I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break, and when I come back, we are going to begin our hot topics. Yes, ma'am. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hang in there. We're in the studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Network. welcome back, everyone, to In the Studio with Lynette on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Ms. Nina's in there moderating, so if you have any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to call in or either go into the chat room and speak with Ms. Nina. Now, our subject tonight is about all the school shootings and what's been going on since Sandy Hill. Anyway, I'm requesting a listening audience. If there's any teachers out there, please call in. Any counselors or even some police folks, police officers, what you're dealing with young people now, we'd appreciate you calling in and giving your opinion or analysis of what you feel about how we can correct this or bring a solution. So what I'm going to do right now is read about what Obama had to say today about what's going on. President Barack Obama offers some of his most forceful comments to date on gun violence in America hours after the country faced its 74th school shooting in the 18 months since the elementary school massacre in Newton, Connecticut. The country has to do some soul searching on this. This is becoming the norm, Obama said. Our levels of gun violence are off the charts. There's no advanced, developed country on earth that would put up with this. The president said he respects gun rights, but he lamented the fact that even a modest bill to expand background checks failed to pass in the Senate last year. That legislation, which would have required universal background checks for all gun purchases, fell victim to the GOP-led filibuster amid intense pressure from the NRA, otherwise known as the National Rifle Association. Most members of Congress are terrified of the NRA, Obama said. The only thing that is going to change is public opinion. If public opinion does not demand change in Congress, it will not change. Stricter laws rose to the top of Obama's agenda at the start of his second term. After the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, it left 20 children and 6 educators dead. Despite the failure of the background checks measure, the president has continued his call on Congress to act and quietly approve modest reforms through executive action. But his presidential powers grant him only limited authority, Obama said, noting we don't have enough tools right now to make as big a dent as we need to. Congress has shown little appetite to revisit gun control, let alone in the election year where Democrats face an uphill battle holding on to their Senate majority. House Republican leaders have said existing laws are adequate, although the lower chamber did boost funding for the National Background Checks database earlier this month, shortly after a gunman left several dead near the University of California, Santa Barbara. Richard Martinez, the father of one of those victims, lashed out at Craven politicians and the NRA for failing to act on gun control. Blaming them in part for his son's death, Obama expressed sympathy for Martinez, whose outburst became yet another symbol of public frustration with gun violence. As a father myself, I could not understand the pain he must be going through, just the primal scream that he gave out, Obama said, adding later that even the mildest reactions would not get through Congress right now. We should be ashamed of that. This is becoming the norm, and we take it for granted in ways that, as a parent, are terrifying to me. Lawmakers have sought to shift the focus to mental health, pointing out that many mass shooters have struggled with mental health issues. But Obama rejected the notion that mental health was the cause of gun violence. Yes, it is, Obama. I disagree with you. Mental health is definitely part of the problem. The United States does not have a monopoly on crazy people. It's not the only country that has psychosis, he said, and yet we kill each other in these mass shootings at rates that are exponentially higher than anyone else. Well, what's the difference? The difference is that these guys can stack up a bunch of ammunition in their houses, and that sort of par for course. Okay, so that's from Mr. Barack Obama, and I want to speak about Florida for a quick minute. Hope I have this right. Yes. Okay, well, I have another one. Hold on. I've got two on the Florida gun laws, because you got to do this fair, you know. You know, we don't want to be fair, but okay. Now going to Florida. One thing now, I mentioned earlier that Florida, hey, passed a law on sagging. Okay, but Florida was the first state in the United States to allow you to carry your gun in certain places. Now, I'm going to read a little bit about this because Florida might set the precedent for other states to start the same thing. I hope not. So the state requirements for Florida rifles and shotguns, registrations of rifles and shotguns, nope, don't have to do it. Licensing of owners of rifles and shotguns, nope, you don't have to do it. Permits to carry rifles and shotguns, nope. Handguns, permit to purchase a handgun, nope. Registration of handguns, nope. Licensing of owners of handguns, no. But do you need a permit to carry a handgun? Yes. No state permit is required to possess or purchase a rifle, a shotgun, or a handgun. Okay. Now that we know this, let me go from there to, the Florida laws. So, and we know what it means to carry. What are the qualifications to get a concealed? Nope. There was something I wanted to, can I carry? Oh, okay. This is what we're concerned with in Florida, to be able to carry your concealed weapon. Can I carry my concealed firearm anywhere? For the most part, this is Florida now, you can take your firearm almost anywhere you go, so long as it stays concealed. There are very specific places that you cannot take a firearm, even if you are lawfully carrying it in a concealed manner. The Florida legislature has forbidden concealed firearm or weapons carrying in the following places: a place of nuisance, like a house of prostitution or gang activity, you think? Any police department, sheriff office, or highway patrol. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Any detention facility, prison or jail. That makes sense, too. Any courtroom or courthouse. Any polling places? Any meeting used by a county, school board, municipality, or special district. Okay. Any meeting of the legislature or committees. Any school, college, or professional athletic event. Any elementary or secondary school. Any career center, any established that serves alcoholic beverages as its main purpose, any college or university facility, any airport. Now, because people were wondering, like, oh, well, you could just walk into 7-Eleven, go into Nordstrom's, Macy's, go into church with your gun. And so I kind of wanted to clear that up because, of course, people thought at first that Florida was like, okay, you can just carry your firearm anywhere you want. Well, as long as it's concealed, you still can. I guess if you have it in a holster on your side or in your belt or something, if somebody sees it, okay, it's there. You got a license for it. Still kind of crazy to me anyway. You should keep your license, I'm going to tell you, in your purse or your wallet at all times, because you must have your license on you along with a valid identification anytime, y'all, you're carrying a concealed weapon or a firearm. You also must show a law enforcement officer that if it's requested of you for validation. Okay. All right. Now, from Florida, now we're going to get back to what I want to discuss about the school shooting. Well, one thing I spoke earlier with Nina, there's a father, I think it was the father of that son, Mr. Steve Walken. He invented a bulletproof blanket. And it shows us just right now for the elementary kids that the bullet can hit the blanket, but it won't hurt the child underneath. I mean, they'll feel it, they'll feel the pressure, whatever of it, but it won't hurt the child. But anyway, it's called a body guard blanket. If you want to know more about this, you would need to go to, I think it's called bodyguardblanket.com. Yeah. Or bulletproofblanket.com to find out. But they use the same material that's made for this is made for police officers and soldiers. So, okay, now, Nina, what did you want to say? Because you told me when we were talking about that you had disagreements about this product.
Well, I don't have disagreements about the product. I have a disagreement the fact that we need that kind of product. It's getting pretty sad when we're that complacent that, let's get a bulletproof blanket to protect our kids instead of maybe taking some guns off the street or maybe getting some mental health for these shooters. Like, this is ridiculous, people. Why are we not stopping the shooting itself? Why do we need to protect our kids like this?
That's right.
There has to be, something has to stop somewhere.
It definitely does. I don't, it is mental health, and which I'll just put out there, y'all, we'll be talking about it more at the end of the month. In July, we're going to do a whole week of mental health shows, so I'll just put it out there. You might want to just jot it down, but we'll be speaking more about it at the end of the month. It seems like in most of these, it's a mental health issue. Somewhere along the line, like, I don't know, maybe they weren't getting enough love at home, or I'll put it like this. It starts with the parents. This is where I feel. How are you raising your kids? Because bullying was so bad here. Remember about 3 years ago, I don't know how it was up there, Nina, but down here it was so bad that even the gay children were committing suicide. They were killing themselves, being bullied. And even if the kids, there was, I think, one kid that wasn't even gay. He was just, you know, like a wildflower. But they bullied him so much that he took his life. So.
Bullying is an issue, but I don't and I can't blame the parents. In some instances, yes, it is the parents' fault. But the majority of the time, it is not the parents' fault. These kids are brought up in normal, loving homes. It's something is just wrong with their brains a lot of times. And it's also peer pressure and the fact that there is no consequences for anybody anymore, whether they're in school, at home, or an adult. There is no consequences for anybody anymore. So
no,
you hurt somebody, it doesn't matter. You know, you're going to get a slap on the wrist if you're under legal age. And if you're over the legal age, maybe you'll have to pay a fine. Maybe you'll have to do a few weeks in jail. Maybe you'll just have to do some community service. Well, the kids and adults, too, are looking at it as, what a joke. So what? I can do what I want. There's no consequences.
Yeah,
and that, I think, is our society. And we need to start, I don't know, speaking out, letting people know we're not happy with the way things are.
Oh, no. Well, I also... Nina, let me tell you this. They have everytown.org, and the thing is, not one more. Richard Martinez, whose son was killed in Santa Barbara shooting, said the following: "Today I'm going to ask every person I can find to send a postcard to every politician they can think of with three words on it, not one more. People are looking for something to do. I'm asking people, stand up for something. Enough is enough. So, folks, if you do that, in fact, if you go, I went to that website, they even have the form for you to fill out, and then we'll take you to your state so you know who your governor is or your representative to send a card to them and say, not one more, not one more. So that would be good. That's a good, and that works sometimes. You know, you never know. But it doesn't hurt to do that, so maybe start barraging all these states, all your governors, your representatives, your senators that work for you. You are the constituents. They work for us. So start sending those cards out. It sure can't hurt. And I bet you they start getting barraged with thousands of cards. Somebody will do something, huh? At least maybe it might make a dent or maybe make somebody stand up and start speaking. There are people in Congress that are speaking against this, but it's not enough. It's not even a minority.
No, it's not enough. And I think as long as you're doing something and start moving in a positive direction to do something or to change things, then things will change. But if we all just sit back and wait for the politicians to do it, it's not going to get done. We,
no,
the people in both our countries, need to speak out. We need,
yes,
to make change happen.
Yes. Yes, I agree totally. And the change, well, just like this man through the postcard, even I've said before when we did a healthcare show, you know, write, not this year, but a couple of years ago, write your representative. You'd be surprised what that will accomplish, just writing your representative. Some will write you back. They're pretty good. Some of them will write you back. Some of them, no. You know, so that lets you know how much they're caring maybe about your district. But some will write you back because I have complained to my representatives and my governor about college tuition a few years ago because it was so immensely high. And I live here in the state, and so does my youngest daughter. I didn't see why I had to pay an extra amount of money, and yet they're giving people that don't even – they're not even from this country. They come here from Mexico or Bolivia, whatever, and you're getting free education while I'm paying 10 or 15 grand? No, that's not fair. I don't like that. That's not fair. Give me a break. Charge them a little bit more. But anyway, getting back to the subject at hand about our topics. What was I going to say? Something else, too. You're right to change. Well, part of it is writing. Write your legislature. And, you know, also, I was speaking to a teacher earlier, and I hoped I asked her to call in, if she would, to let me know what's going on in the classroom. And she said she left one school earlier this year because the kids were that bad. And there wasn't a whole lot, I guess, the principal was doing about it. But she said the kids in her classroom were so bad, so unruly, and were cursing at her that she left. She went to another school. Yep. She said, I couldn't take that. She says, and they won't allow you to do anything or punishment. All you can do is tell the kids, you know, we'll go to the office, you know, or something like that, and the kids will stand there and curse you out. And so she said,
that's what I mean. No consequences. There's no consequences for anybody anymore. They can say or do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to do anything. So the ones that are going to be like that are going to take advantage of it. And we need to have consequences. That's all there is to it.
Yes, yes, it's true. Because they should even have consequences in the school. If you come,
yes,
in here with these cliques, that these cliques don't look like they are very good, you see the kids changing their behavior or how they look, their dressing, makeup on or whatever, you need to pull them kids aside and talk to them and find out what's going on. You know, or either some kid that's just sitting by itself all the time. I mean, the schools need to be more observant as well, you know, and you're right for consequences. Don't play. There's one school in Texas, and I love this principal. The principal, every teacher in that school carries a gun. Now, that probably shouldn't, now that probably seems like that's awful for these kids to see this. But this principal, as long as this school has been in existence, has never had a problem. They have never had a shoot. They've never had kids doing this and that. And he instituted this. I'm sorry, I'm trying to say the word. Instituted this. I think it was right before the Sandy, maybe 2011, because he said his was already in place prior to the Sandy Hook incident. So maybe 3 years, 3 years now, or 4 years. That and he says, yeah, and they're all legal. He said the teachers have went and you know how to shoot the gun and all this, you know, and all this. And the kids see them, you know, it's on their side, on their belt, like that, but that's it. But he said he never had a problem. He said, and the kids, he said, even the parents don't worry when they drop their kids off at school. They don't worry.
Now, are the guns there to to protect the kids, or are they there to scare the kids?
No, it's there to protect the kids.
Okay,
so if someone should enter into the school and say, you know, I'm going to come in here like Sandy Hook and just start killing the kids, well, you're going to get fired back now. In that particular school, you're going to get fired upon. You ain't going to just come in there and shoot and think you ain't going to get shot. So, yeah, it's for the kids. And they've explained it because there was a lot of questions on that article because they showed the principal. And he said, oh, yeah, they had a big parent-teacher meeting or conference and, you know, they were letting the parents know what they were going to do and blah, blah, blah. And it was all in agreement. So it went through and no problem. Principal, counselor, and teachers, they all have their little rod on the side. And the kids don't even have to worry. And it doesn't bother the kids. I think maybe the parents might have told the kids, this is for your safety and that nobody can come in and, you know, shoot your school up or whatever, you know. Or if they do, they won't take out anybody. That's what the principal said. They'd be lucky if they get one shot off.
Okay. Again, I don't.
Yeah, again, yeah. Well, there it's take responsibility, but I'm not saying that's the answer for all schools because you don't. That's bad for kids that have to go to school and they see all their teachers and counselors and weapons. You know what I'm saying? If that became the norm all the way across the United States, that wouldn't be good. I mean, for his school district, it's working. God bless him. But I don't know about because in some schools, how do you know the kids may not approach the teacher and pull the gun away? I mean,
exactly.
Now his school is elementary. That's an elementary school, so that's different. But when you think of junior high and high school, how do you know that student may not get mad at you or something and come up and wrestle that gun away from you? You know?
Yeah, and what's that saying, too, if everybody has to carry a gun in a school?
I know.
I don't know. I think there's got to be a better way somehow.
Well, I'll say one thing, that's probably why a lot of parents are either doing homeschooling now. Homeschooling has really went up the last, I'll say the last 3 years. Homeschooling has really went up. I mean, it's really becoming popular where more and more parents are thinking about, hey, I'll just teach my kid at home or, you know, find a homeschooling woman, people, you know, they do that. Or they're going to a private school. That's the other thing. They're going to a private school. It's like, no. And, of course, in a private school, you're not going to get in. I know because when Chabonet was younger, she was in a private school, and you're not going to get in the school unless you're a parent or you have a clearance because they had security guards there. You know, no problem. But that's just because, hey, I'm paying X amount, thousands of dollars a month. There better be some security measures in place.
Well, I know the schools up here in Edmonton anyways are locked during school hours, and if you want to come into the school, you have to come through the front door where the secretary and the principal are, and you have to ring the bell to get in. And if you are trying to get in just because, you're not going to get in that school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
wonderful.
The way it is up here. But, you know, just because there has been some scares up here, and they don't want anything to happen to the kids. Not saying it couldn't happen because somebody's leaving and somebody's walking up, they're going to grab the door and come in. That could darn well happen. You know, it could happen anywhere. But they are taking the precautions here a little bit more serious. And I think maybe we all have to do that pretty much. The high schools here all have a resident police officer in the school.
Ooh.
So he is there or she is there all the time the school is open. He or she is there when the school is having a school function. So there is always a police officer on duty. As far as I know, the last time I saw one, they didn't actually carry a gun, but they still had their radios on them. So that is, you know, part of the security that we have here in Edmonton. Now, I don't know if it's anywhere else, but I do know that's what they do here.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. I couldn't tell you what security measures they have here, even in my state in Washington, that they have in place for school children. I know some schools, yes, they have put security guards in there, but if it's in all the schools, I don't know. I really don't know. But, that's good to me, at least if the security people are there. And, you know, that's a good suggestion. Maybe all the schools should be on lockdown every day. You know, so that if anybody's within the school and is starting to look kind of precarious or doing something, hey, you can act upon it and
mm-hmm.
watch. And that's another thing, too. Teachers want to be a little bit more visible and watching kids with certain behaviors. You know, when you have a troubled child or a child that's real introverted, you know, find out what's going on with that child. It could be some things that's going on at home and they don't have anybody to talk to, you know, and like peer pressure, that's, ooh, that can be good, but it can be bad too, you know.
Yeah.
So on that part, and the parents, definitely get involved with your children. I don't know which generation, is it the X generation, the Y generation, or what, but parents, you have to get involved. It means something to go to the PTA meeting. It means something to go up and talk to the teachers about your kids. I did it. They knew me well because education is very important. And, yes, I will be there. And I will talk to the teacher, counselor, principal, whoever. But I will be there. I'm a visible parent. And all parents should be like that. I'm not saying you need to just go up to the school every day, but check on your child. Don't just take their word. Go up there and talk to the teacher. Find out how they're doing. Don't just let the teachers raise your children. The school, it's your responsibility. The school just has them for a little while to encourage them to be better human beings and to treat each other good and, of course, and learn their education. But their nurturing and values as a human being comes from the parents. So parents, you got to step up too more and do more. I realize economics, some parents are working one and two jobs, single parents are working maybe two jobs, you know, and I know it's hard, but you got to take time out for your kids. You just got to. I think if you do, you'll be blessed because you're sacrificing for your child to make sure that this child has a decent life or a good life. So just, I guess, to parents, just do the very best that you can. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, even as parents. But just try to do the best that you can that your child has some tools or some skills. You know, even to teach your child, well, hey, watch if, you know, somebody's acting kind of funny. You know, watch, maybe tell the teacher. You know, I don't know, they're over there doing that or something. You know, just maybe give the teacher a head up. I know we always tell the kids if there's somebody around you that's bothering you, say no or run away, you know, like that. But also do that within school, too. Because for not the elementary so much, but the high school kids, you see things going on with some of those students that you know ain't right. You know, and you don't want to tell the teacher for fear of retribution from your peers. But you know what? It might save somebody. It might help somebody. So, you know, doing what's right is, to me, is never wrong.
No, it isn't. And I think if more people started speaking out, maybe we wouldn't have the killings that are happening now. And also, parents, if you see that your child maybe needs a little bit of extra help, and not just with schooling, I'm talking about mental health, please, please get them checked out with a doctor. Take them to a psychologist. Take them to a psychiatrist. Take them even to your family doctor. Have them checked out. Make sure there's nothing medically wrong with them first, and then get them the help that they need. Don't sit back. Don't sit back and just let it happen. get the help your child needs.
Right. That's true. And if you know your child needs help or already having some mental issues, as Nina just said, get your child that help right away, because if they're having mental issues, it's showing up in classroom, I'm sure. It's showing up in the class. So, and then sometimes maybe it's not. You know, all of a sudden a child just snaps, they explode. It's bad at home, and I come to school, it's got to be better. So, yeah.
Yeah, just, yeah. I know nobody wants to admit that their child is defective or however they want to put it, but if there is an issue with them, get the help. It's got no, it's no reflection on you. If you get your child the help that they need, that's a better reflection on you than to just sit back and not do anything.
Oh, yes, indeed. Because, hey, maybe not only are you helping the child, you're helping yourself. Because maybe the parent needs some help dealing with things, you know?
Yep. There's no shame in asking for help, that's for sure.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It sure isn't. And we got to, people, listening audience, we got to help our kids. We got to reach back and help our kids and stop this shooting of killing these children and others, you know, even the high school and college. But we got to stop. So before we go into our week of shows, I just want to mention this one more time again. For you folks that want to get involved, go to everytown.org. This is for gun safety. What Mr. Martinez, the father of the son that was killed in Santa Barbara, wants you to do is send a card to your governor, to your representative, your senators, and put on there, not one more. And they'll know that we don't want another child killed, not only in America but anywhere, but we definitely don't want one more child killed. So that's one way you can participate. And then the other, you can just yourself write your representatives yourself and write a letter how you feel about gun control and NRA. NRA is not running this country, y'all. They don't run the country. We do. We the people. So remember that. I think we've lost that. Okay. Well, let's get to the shows because we're getting down to the end of the hour. Tomorrow is Filmcology at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Brenda, and her show tomorrow is about,
It's The Ghosts of Mississippi is the movie that she's going to be talking about. And it should be a good show. It's the anniversary of
Nigger Evers'
of the,
death.
Yeah, of his death. So please join us. It should be a very interesting show. Might bring a little bit of tears, but it will be a good show.
Yes, it will. Okay, and then Friday we have Traffic Jam with Lennis that comes on at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And this week we're doing classic rock. Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring it again.
It's going to be a fun show.
Yes, and just to let y'all know, I am going to repeat the country show only because I wasn't happy with it, y'all. I'm a perfectionist in some ways. So I will repeat that. It'll be a little bit different, but we're going to do country again. But anyway, this week, we're going to rock, classic rock. We will rock you Friday.
All right.
And then Saturday, we have Time to Love at 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 Mountain, and 5 Eastern with Lydia. And her show Saturday is going to be about
nurture with nature. Get out in your garden and nurture it and nurture yourself.
Yes, yes. I think gardening is good. I was raised, me and Carl were raised in the garden. God, Mother had us out there, till it, go through, clean it out, and then she'd plant the seeds and show us how to do this and water. I'm thankful for that, really. But, you know, when we were a kid coming up, it was a hassle to us.
Oh, yeah.
Being grown, I appreciate my fresh vegetables. I'm not going to lie. And my fresh herbs, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So look forward to that, Lydia. And listening audience, too. And then we come to Sunday Psychic Readings with 3 p.m. with Linus. And we're going to have a good show this Sunday because the full moon begins Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, woo-hoo! We'll check with Miss Brenda and see what is it we can expect under this full moon coming up. And then we come to Monday, LMB Empowerment at 7 p.m. It's a time change now. So it used to be at 8
o'clock. Yeah, we're 1 hour earlier.
Yes, ma'am. They are 1 hour earlier now at 7 p.m. And Nina, tell us what you guys are going to be talking about.
We are, our topic is going to be women unleashing your power. And that is part one of a three-part series.
Okay.
It should be great. We're going to talk about all about how we as women can unleash our power into this world. Instead of last week it was, giving away your power, this week we're going to unleash it.
Ooh, all right. Sending it out. I unleash my power at my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And then we're at Bring Your Own Brilliance on Tuesday at 6 p.m. with Miss Brenda, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, of course.
Yeah, and that is the brilliance of belonging, belonging to a club, belonging to a church, you know, something you belong to, and what it means to you and what it's done for you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yep. Got a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Been on so many committees and organizations. Okay, and then back to Wednesday in the studio with Linus at 7 p.m. As always, it's going to be a hot topic. Check the Facebook. Check the EssenceOfSuccess.com. On my website, you can also go back and listen to any of the radio shows, current or archived. And also on my website is prayers and poetry, so you might want to check that out. So, but for the radio show, and it lists the whole week. It gives you the each show, the time, and who the host is. So check that out on the EssenceOfSuccess.com. And let's see, what else? Nina, we want to tell them about if they want to respond to any of the shows. Nina, you want to give your web address again if they have any comments or ideas, you know?
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of me, it's Nina, N-I-N-A, period, Essence, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, the number 2S, at gmail.com. And you have any show suggestions, any suggestions at all, positive, negative, whatever, just send us a comment, and I will respond to you.
All right. And also to let you folks know, Nina is the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So, you know, you got to go through her for it to get approved. So get to know Nina as your best friend if you want to see things on the show or us to expand on some things. And let's see. I guess, and that's about it. I have a page on Facebook. It's the Essence of Success Network. I also have a page, Gaia Bocelli. There is also on Facebook Nina's page, LNB Empowerment, correct?
It's LNB Passage to Empowerment, but yes,
it's
on Facebook as well. So you can contact me there as well.
And
we also have a web page too, lnb.p2e.com, so you can get a hold of us there as well.
All right. Oh, I just love it. There you go, folks. You've got the rest of the story. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for being with us today. We had callers that came in, but I guess we were talking so good they were just listening. So anyway, thank you for the callers that called in. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, 7 p.m. in the studio with Linus. And be sure, now, don't forget, y'all, check out tomorrow, Filmcology at 6 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m., Friday traffic jam, and then Saturday, Time to Love with Lydia. Okay, I'll be checking you. You know I can see you through this. Oh, and as I close out, as always, a hug and a smile goes a long way, and it's good in any language. So remember that as you go about your week, to show somebody a smile or give them a hug. Okay, was there anything else, Nina?
No, nothing else. Just to thank everybody for listening in live and in the archives. And please get a hold of us one way or another if you have a show idea or you just want to leave us a comment. And good night, folks. Have a good evening. And remember to be good to yourself and others.
Amen. With that, good night.
Good night.